This is KUT. Cuba's ambassador to the United States is in Texas this week to meet with business owners who want to sell to Cuba. In February, the State Department of Agriculture went on an official trade mission to the island, and another group of Texans is headed there for similar reasons later this year. Texas businesses and their advocates have high hopes of snagging a piece of the market in Cuba, but as KUT's Vanessa Roncagno explains, the state has been chasing Cuba for a long time.
The year was 1999. It was high summer, and
it was hot, 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 and you had 10 men and one woman all packed into this little prop plane that had to make the 90 miles from Miami to Havana.
11 Texans were on a special mission to bust open Cuba's import market. Steve Pringle was one of them. At the time, he was the legislative director for the Texas Farm Bureau.
Let's just say it was exciting.
Not so much for Gene Hall, another Farm Bureau staffer. He was sitting a few seats over having flashbacks to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I believe to this day is the most frightened I've ever been. There was the whole communism thing and the fear of an 8-year-old child. I never really expected to ever be in Cuba.
But here they were on their way to the island. They had a license to visit because it was still mostly off limits to Americans.
It was certainly big news. It was so new, they held a press conference upon our arrival.
At the time, the U.S. didn't allow any trade with Cuba. But U.S. rice farmers had been pushing hard to change that. Texas rice farmers and their allies at the Farm Bureau helped lead the effort.
Cuba has always been of a lot of interest to Texas farmers and ranchers.
Especially to the state's rice farmers, Hall says. In the 50s, some growers sold almost their entire crop to Cuba.
And then came the revolution and the embargo and many years of nothing at all.
It wasn't just the Texans who wanted to get their rice back to Cuba.
I ran into an elderly woman in the Central Market in Havana, and she reached up to my interpreter and took her by the arm and said, "Tell them we need the rice. Bring back the rice." I was a little bit, astounded by that. But so we're working on it.
For the next week, the group of Texans toured the island, meeting farmers and officials. Then on their last night,
we're all saying our goodbyes to our new Cuban friends. And all of a sudden, they said, "Get back in the van. We're going to the palace."
It was 11 p.m. And so we did. We went in, and
they start bringing out mojitos for us to have drinks. We're having a little cocktail party prior to dinner. It wasn't but just a few minutes, and all of a sudden, President Castro comes in.
This is Fidel they're talking about.
It was really him. And, of course, this was a guy I was terrified of when I was 8 years old.
But Hall says he was actually totally charming, and he knew a lot about Texas agriculture. After dinner, they pulled out maps, talked about the finer points of rice farming, and smoked cigars.
We stayed there till 5 a.m. They gave us a box of Cohiba cigars, and he signed the box.
I had a Texas Farm Bureau lapel pin. I gave him that, and he took that pin and pinned it on his fatigue uniform.
It was quite a night. I felt like we were kind of a part of history being there.
They were. The members of the delegation played a major role in getting a landmark law signed by President Clinton the very next year. For the first time in decades, it opened the door to trade with Cuba. Over the last 15 years, that law has led to more than $5 billion in American exports to Cuba. Since last year, when Governor Abbott visited the island and the Obama administration started further easing restrictions on trade with Cuba, there's a lot of excitement in Texas.
People that had no idea that trade might be possible with Cuba or allowed are discovering it for the first time, and they think they're discovering something new and unique.
Of course, it's not, says Cynthia Thomas. She runs the Texas-Cuba Trade Alliance. At one point, Texas exported more agricultural products to Cuba than any other state except Louisiana. Then, around 2008, things seriously petered out for years. But now?
It's overwhelming, the new energy coming in. I mean, I'm getting calls all the time from people that want to build hotels, they want to build golf courses, to people who want to sell auto parts and, office supplies.
She says Texas is especially well-positioned to do business with the island because of proximity, the history of trade, and because Texas makes stuff Cubans want. all that, and Thomas says, Cubans watch a lot of Westerns. When she shows Cubans photos of Texans,
they're always baffled as to why they have on baseball caps instead of a cowboy hat. It's like, okay, make sure we just bring ones with cowboy hats next time.
As far as John Kavalik is concerned, though, all the cowboy hats in the state won't jumpstart U.S.-Cuba trade.
Everyone needs to be sober when they're looking at Cuba and not be on proverbial crack.
Kavalik runs the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council. Right now, U.S. law requires Cuba to buy food products with cash. American farmers can't extend credit to the Cuban government. As long as that's the case, Kavalik says, the island will opt to buy from countries that can give credit.
For example, Cuba buys rice from Vietnam, and the Vietnamese government gives them up to 2 years to pay for it. No U.S. company is going to give Cuba 2 years to pay for rice.
Anyway, everyone seems to be in agreement that what Cuba really wants from the U.S. isn't rice or poultry. It's an end to the embargo. That's what the Farm Bureau folks here are hoping for, too. And whether or not that happens, the Bureau's Gene Hall says Texas did its part.
We were part of opening something up, and I think we were a part of diplomacy in our own kind of way.
They're optimistic, but they have enough experience not to expect anything soon.
I mean, this is not a 100-meter dash. This is a marathon.
The finish line in that marathon would be Congress lifting the embargo. That may take a while, but hey, Hall says, farmers are used to taking the long view. Vanessa Rancagno, KUT News.